رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم The peace of our hearts and minds, the coolness of our eyes, the seal of prophethood. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a blessed hadith sharif that whoever recites Salat 100 times upon me, meaning a person who recites Durood Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire, and will keep him with the shuhada on the day of judgment, subhanallah. Meaning a person who recites Durood Sharif 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write in between that person's eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and he is free from the hellfire. And another reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon such a person is that Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him among the shuhada on the day of qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, our blessed habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a summary of the hadith, our beloved habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, but the actions are judged based upon the intention. In a summary of another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intention that one makes is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch this silsila from the beginning to the end only and only for the pleasure of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. I will sit and watch this silsila from the beginning to the end to gain Al-Madin, and whatever I learn, I will do my level best to practice and act upon it. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will also teach it to the others. And let us make the good intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, whenever the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. I welcome you to today's episode that is called The Pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And under the subject of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are discussing a topic that is As-Salah, which is also a very important aspect of our religion. And Salah should only and only be performed and established only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal establishes his Salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with a servant who establishes, who offers his five daily salats for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the reward of such a person is only and only Jannah. So a person who establishes his salah, he indeed has obtained the key to enter into paradise. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who establish and perform their five daily salats with jama'at. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, into today's silsila, I want us to go through some of the ayat in the Quran Majid, where the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal speaks of the importance of Salah. And I also want us to go through some of the hadiths of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who our blessed Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the importance of Salah. And I also want us to go through some of the qisas, some of the stories of the Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors, so that we can learn from their qisas, we can learn from their stories of how they established their Salah and how Salah was very important. Salah was part of their daily routine. And when time for Salah came, no matter what they were engaged in, when it was time for Salah, they left everything and put everything aside and performed their Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran Majid, an ayah that I want us to commence today's silsila and discuss this ayah of the Quran Majid, where the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالْمُعْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ أُولَٰئِكَ سَنُعْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and those who establish Salah, give charity, believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and the last day, to them we shall soon give them a great reward. Subhanallah. And look in this ayat al-kareema, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, even before speaking about his oneness, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the importance of his oneness, his tawheed, Allah Azza wa Jal first commences this ayah by addressing Salah. Meaning a Muslim must also pay great importance towards the importance of Salah. In another verse of the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the signs of true believers. All of us, alhamdulillah, wants to be among those who are referred to as mu'mineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives alamat. Allah azza wa jal in this ayat al-kareema speaks of the signs of believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, translation from Kanzul Iman, those who keep their prayer established and spend in our path from that what we have provided for them, these are true Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the signs of true Muslims, if you want to see a true Muslim is he who establishes his salah. A true Muslim is he who spends his wealth in the path of the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that such people, for them are ranks with their Lord. Allahu Akbar. In another verse of the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and Allah says, indeed, I am with you, surely, if you keep prayer established and pay zakah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with you. I am with you. The Almighty Allah says, I am with you if you establish your salah and pay your zakah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, those are only a few ayat of the Quran Majid where the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the importance of salah. And these few ayat that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks of the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower upon those who establish their salah. And alhamdulillah, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, those that are engaged in this beautiful mahal and movement of Dawat-e Islami, they are witnesses to the importance that alhamdulillah, the leader and the spiritual guide of Dawat-e Islami, the great emphasis and importance that he puts on salah. In fact, alhamdulillah, the leader of Dawat-e Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnah, he has designed a booklet that is called Madani in Ahmad Kad. And Madani in Ahmad Kad is a book of reflection. Hasib nafsika kabula antu hasib. But take your own accountability before your accountability is taken. And also perform salah before your salah is performed. So alhamdulillah, the leader of Dawat-e Islam, Amir Ahl Sunnat, has designed a booklet that is called Madani in Ahmad Kad. And this booklet is whereby Islamic brothers sit and take their own accountability. And in this booklet, one of the most important things that I mentioned is that, have you offered your salah 5 times a day with jama'at in the masjid? Subhanallah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is stated that when he used to address his khadims, he would say to them that inna ahamma umurukum indi salah man hafadaha. He used to say to them that the most important thing for me that I expect from you is for you to offer your salah. Subhanallah. Umar ibn al-Khattab used to address his khadims that by you serving me, by you trying to please me, that is not sufficient. That which will make me happy is if you offer your salah. Because inna salata imaduddin, salah is a pillar of the deen. وَمَنْ أَقَامَهَا فَقَدْ أَقَامَ الدِّينَ. And he who establishes his salah, he has indeed established his religion. وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ هَدَمَ الدِّينَ. And he who is negligent towards his salah, he has indeed destroyed his religion. And also, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when one stands up in order to offer salah, the most important aspect of salah is that both your heart and body must be present. Some of us, when we stand in order to offer our salah, salah becomes a form of daily routine. Where we stand, our bodies are present. We are physically present. But our hearts and minds are wandering elsewhere. So it is very important that when you stand in order to offer your salah, both your heart and mind must be present for salah. It is narrated that when some of the Sahaba Ikram would stand up to offer their salah, they would stand up with so much of khushu. They would stand up with their bodies being physically present, with their minds being physically present, to the extent that birds would sit on top of their shoulders. Allahu Akbar. When the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand up to offer their salah, that even when arrows went into their bodies, they were not concerned of the pain, but rather they were in communication with their Rabb Ta'ala. Because when a person, when a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal stands to perform salah, you are directly communicating with the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. When you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqeem, Sirat Al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim. This is a conversation between you and your Rabb Ta'ala. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that As-Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'min. Salah is Mi'raj for a believer. Subhanallah. So, wouldn't you want to communicate with the Almighty Allah 5 times a day? Wouldn't you want to please your Rabb Ta'ala by offering your salah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a beautiful hadith that I will conclude today's silsila with. And I want you to ponder upon this hadith. This hadith teaches us an important lesson of the importance of salah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam states that salah is the coolness of my eyes. Subhanallah. Meaning when you offer salah, salah is the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you neglect your salah, our blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not be pleased and happy with you. If you neglect your salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will not be pleased with you. When you offer your salah 5 times a day, Allah Azza wa Jal washes away all your sins. When you offer your salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will increase you in rizq. When you offer your salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate your maqam and status. When you offer your salah, salah will bring you closer to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When you offer your salah, you are going to obtain the key, which is the key of Jannah. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, if you want to learn more regarding the importance of salah, more regarding the importance of the principal and fundamental pillars of the deen of Islam, join the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are taught day and night. Alhamdulillah, the importance of salah, not only the importance of salah, but even the method of salah is taught. Join this beautiful mahal, join this beautiful movement, so that on the day of Qiyamah, you can also be in the company of those who establish their salah. On the day of Qiyamah, you are not raised in the company of Haman. On the day of Qiyamah, you are not raised in the company of those who disobeyed the commands of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.